Hello, folks. Welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Imke with you for the next 60 minutes and a dozen or 14 tracks of seasonal music. This is show number 208, and it's Songs of the Season, my second show for this year. This is the Barra McNeils, something called I Saw Three Ships. I'll be back in a moment. Hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for joining me. Celts, they really know how to do Christmas, right? The Celts and the Romans and so on, they were the ones who came up with most of the traditions anyways that were taken over. So that was the Barra McNeils out of Cape Breton. It came from Sydney Mines, Cape Breton, 30-some years ago. A family group that began with four members, Kyle, Lucy, Seamus, and Stuart. Two others joined later, and they're a great live band, and they've done some amazing releases, including two Christmas albums. This is from the second Christmas album, something called I Saw Three Ships. They actually began performing, I think, like 40 years ago while they were still teenagers, and so they could only perform on weekends and school holidays and so on. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond, and it's a show of seasonal music, and I hope that whatever season you celebrate, whatever kind of celebration you have or don't have or whatever at this time of year, that you enjoy them, that you have great delight in them, and you just don't get overwhelmed and real negative about the fact that other people are enjoying things, and I trust that there is something in your life that is worth celebrating, and if not, that's very sad. Next up, we have Natalie McMaster and Donnell Leahy. This is sort of staying in kind of a Cape Breton field. Natalie McMaster is a recording career artist for 30-some years now. She's got 12 albums out now, I think, and won 2 Junos, 11 East Coast Music Awards, and so on. Donnell Leahy is the oldest brother of the family musical group Leahy, who came from Lakefield, Ontario. And they've won a number of Juno Awards. I remember growing up at big fairs, and they'd be there, you know, all pile of the Leahys and dancing and singing and so on and so forth, and playing the fiddle, of course. They came out with a Christmas album. The two of them are a couple. They've got, I think, six kids of their own. And they came out with one about 2016 called A Celtic Family Christmas. This is a great version of the 12 Days of Christmas using a variety of sound effects for each of those days. This is Natalie McMaster on Donal Leahy and their family.
Just in, five golden rings.
And that lady had it was the blessing of one to think that her son Jesus could live the Father's son, could live the Father's son like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that lady had it was blessing of two. To think that her son Jesus could read the scriptures through, could read the scriptures through, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of three. To think that her son Jesus could set the sinner free, could set the sinner free. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of four. To think that her son Jesus could live forevermore, could live forevermore, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of five. To think that her son Jesus could bring the dead alive, could bring the dead alive, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of six. To think that her son Jesus could heal and cure the sick, could heal and cure. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of seven. To think that her son Jesus could conquer hell and heaven, could conquer hell and heaven, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of eight. To think that her son Jesus could set the crooked straight, could set the crooked straight, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very next blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of nine. To think that her son Jesus could turn water into wine, turn water into wine, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity. And the very last blessing that Mary had, it was the blessing of ten. To think that her son Jesus could write without a pen, could write without a pen, like Emmanuel in glory, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost for all eternity.
To you we pray.
Lorena McKennett and a number of friends in the song called The King, which was from her earliest Christmas outing called To Drive the Cold Winter Away. She grew up in rural Manitoba, wanted to be a veterinarian, but ended up being smitten by Celtic music in the late 1970s. Her first album came out in 1985. She's got another 10 or so out since then. She works out of Stratford, Ontario. She's worked a lot with the community, started the Falstaff Family Centre. It's an old school. It's now a centre for the community and for children. It carves out time to plant and harvest as well, she does, and keeping a connection to nature. But the Family Centre is doing a lot of music and so on for children. Before that, we heard from Emily Smith, a wonderful Christmas album called Songs for Christmas, and a song called The Blessings of Mary. I just love the fiddle swing on that, man, man, man. Emily Smith is a Scottish folk singer. She's from Dumfries and Galloway. Her childhood was spent dancing to music rather than performing it. She was in her mother's dance school. At 7, she started out in piano, moved on to snare drum in the local pipe band, and then got a passion for piano accordion. And when she was 18, she was the national mod champion in piano accordion in Scotland. So she moved to Glasgow in 1999, got a degree in Scottish music, and she's started off... She was named a BBC Radio Scotland's Young Traditional Musician of the Year back in 2002, and that really got her career underway. She's got about 10 CDs out, including this Christmas release, and does an annual Christmas tour as well. Started off that set with Nellie McMaster and Donal Leahy. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 208. It's a seasonal show. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, or possibly Caper Radio, CJBU, 107.3 in Sydney, Cape Breton, however you got here. I'm glad that you got here. And next up after this, we have a couple of sort of rock, more rock-oriented tracks here. This is a band called The Odds. They're a Canadian alternative band. They're based in Vancouver, sort of a power pop style. They were nominated for a number of Juno Awards, mostly back in the 1990s. They've never quite had the big break that probably they should have. And they've been on like 5 different record labels. But they did a couple of Christmas things. This is a great little version of The Kings of Orient.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts. We traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, cease its bitter perfume.
Oh,
The band there called Sixpence None the Richer, and that's O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. They were an American, sort of a Christian alternative rock band formed in New Braunfels in Texas in the early 1990s, settled in Nashville, Tennessee. The name is inspired by a passage from the book by C.S. Lewis, Mere Christianity. There are a couple of Grammy nominations over the years. They split up for a while. They're back together again now. And I think it's hard for them to find a niche, you know, a place to put their CDs at the store or whatever. They're not Christian enough for Christian rock, and they're not alternative enough for indie music or whatever. But I've listened to bits and pieces of them over the years, and I just like the kind of sound that they come on that that CD. It's called The Dawn of Grace, and it's all Christmas music. Before that, we heard from The Odds and Kings of Orient. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 208, and we're playing some Christmas music today. You could be listening on Radio Belle Island, CJBI 93.9 FM in Belle Island, Newfoundland, Labrador, or possibly Fanshawe's 106.9 The X, CIXX in London, Ontario, however you got here. I'm glad you've joined me. Next up, we have, and this shows a little bit of a stereotype that I have. Sometimes you see these CDs in the store, and this one is a musical reflections series, and they have a series where they have musical reflections of things like Big Band Swing or Caribbean Celebration or Midnight Moods or whatever, and this was Celtic Christmas. So I thought it was good, but I looked at, so who's playing on it? Because I want to know that. And it ended up as, you know, they had a great all-star. I'll just open it up here and show you. Loretta Reed, Brian Tahaney, Ben Grossman, John Samuel Golder, David Woodhead, Duncan Cameron. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? Because these are, even though it's kind of an odd label, so to speak. But anything that Loretta Reed and Brian Tahaney have done, including some of their Christmas stuff, I've had some of that other stuff, is grand. They emigrated to Canada in 1988 with their two kids. They're from County Sligo, which is a very famous musical county in Ireland, of course. Loretta began playing tin whistle at the age of five, which is amazing to hear, if you ever get a chance to hear her play tin whistle live. Also plays a flute, Irish flute, concertina, button accordion, and is great on that as well. Brian plays guitar and fiddle and banjo and Irish bouzouki and cittern and mandolin and mandocello, bass guitar. Have I forgotten something? Anyway, probably. They began performing together in 1978. They've played at all the major festivals in Ireland. They've toured Europe and North America, and they've done a lot of soul session work as well. And they've worked on 100 and some albums, including this one. So this is Celtic Christmas, and so never really judge a CD by its cover. Look inside and see who's playing on it and so on. This is a version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which I love because it plays it in so many different styles, or not styles really, but time signatures. So somewhere in there, they're going to change and then go to something else and then change and go to something else. I think there's probably a Bowron solo in the middle there somewhere when they really get fast. Anyway, this is Loretta Reed and Brian Tahaney and friends, and Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Thank you.
bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. But oh, what a Christmas when you have the blues, 'cause my baby's gone, I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. Choirs will be singing Silent Night and Christmas carols by candlelight. So please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas. And if not for Christmas, by New Year's night. Friends and relations send all salutations, and as sure as the stars shine above, 'cause this is Christmas, yeah, Christmas, my dear, and it's the time of year to be with the one you love. So won't you tell me that you'll never more roam, and Christmas and New Year will find you home, and there'll be no more sorrow, no more grief and pain, and I'll be happy once again. You tell me that you'll never more roam, and Christmas and New Year will find you home, and there'll be no more sorrow, no more grief and pain, and I'll be happy this Christmas once again.
Keep singing, come what may, from the season storm, we'll be safe and warm on a Christmassy kind of day. Let's fill our cup and drink it up. Let's fill our hearts with praise. Goodwill to all shall be our call on a Christmassy kind of day. Let us sing, voices ring, we all know a Christmas song. Singing, deck the halls, one and all. Sing of Santa and his sleigh. Sing, O little child of Bethlehem, on a Christmassy kind of day. Thank you. inside we can't hide. When we put our cares away, raise our voice in song and sing along on a Christmassy kind of day. Yes, raise our voice in song and sing along on a Christmassy kind of day.
Ken Whiteley from his Christmas album called The Light of Christmas. That's a song called Christmas Kind of Day, or Christmassy Kind of Day. Ken is a Canadian roots music legend, jug band, folk, swing, blues, gospel kids, everything, lots of awards, lifetime achievement awards, and his lifetime is not over, obviously. He's produced 150-some recordings. Those recordings have gone gold or platinum, I think 14 times, something like that. A bunch of Juno Grammy nominations and so on and so forth. He began as a teenager in the 1960s with his brother Chris, who was on the trumpet there, and friend Tom Evans, and they were the original Sloth Band. Actually, they were on Saturday Night Live with Leon Redbone. They hung around with him for a while, hung around with lots of people, actually. He did a lot of collaborations with his old friends Moe Scarlett and Jackie Washington, both sadly now gone to another place. If he's ever playing in your village, go see him. He's a great performer. Before that, we heard Willie Nelson. If you don't know who Willie Nelson is, well, you haven't been paying any attention to music over the past 50 years, so no need trying to start now. That was something called Please Come Home for Christmas. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and this is show number 208, and I'm playing a bunch of music of the season at the moment. You could be listening on Cape May Radio, WCFA, 101.5 FM in Cape May, New Jersey, possibly Voice of Bon Bay, CHBB, 95.9 in Norris Point, 98.1 in Rocky Harbor, and or possibly Bay of Islands Radio, where it all started, CKVB, 100.1 FM in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, Labrador, and throughout the Bay of Islands. However you got here, I'm glad you joined me. If you want to hear past programs, just go to rbbmusic.ca, and there's 100 and some, 200 there now, maybe. Who knows? Next up, we have a band out of, well, they were formed in 1984 in Toronto, basically Blue Rodeo. We've released 16, maybe, albums at this point or so on. High school friends Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler put together a crack band of folks, and they continue to do wonderful stuff. They just released another CD just a few weeks ago. This is from their Christmas CD called A Merry Christmas to You. This is a Paul Simon song, actually, called Getting Ready for Christmas Day, Blue Rodeo.
Day. Christmas Day. I'm getting ready.
The band with their song Christmas Must Be Tonight. Great song. I always have to listen to that once or twice at least every season, every Christmas season. The band, of course, four Canadians, one American. They started out, well, 1958 or something like that. They kind of got, some of them got together between 58 and 63. They were known as the Hawks. They were a backing band for rockabilly singer Ronnie Hawkins. Then in the mid-60s, they were the backing band for Bob Dylan. even during the time when he went electric, which was a really weird time because he'd sell out concerts in hours and people would just shout and boo because he had plugged in his guitar and so on. Like, those were strange days. Anyway, in 1967, I think they started off as the band itself, and they were together for not as long as we'd hoped. But anyway, they combined elements of folk and rock and jazz and country and R&B and Americana. Well, what the heck? Let's be fair about this. They created Americana. I mean, they influenced bands like, I don't know, like the Eagles, you know, Grateful Dead, Elton John. They called it quits when they were sort of at the height of their popularity. It was a very difficult time. Before that, we heard from Blue Rodeo, Getting Ready for Christmas Day, a Paul Simon song from their CD, A Merry Christmas to You. I almost played their version of Christmas Must Be Tonight, but I thought, well, we'll go back to the original. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is show number 208, and I'm waxing and waning here about songs of the season. This is the second show in the series for this year, and I hope that this time of year, well, I hope that every time of year is rich and fruitful for you and a delight. Next up, we have Gordon Lightfoot. This is a song that comes up in Christmas selections a lot, the song for Winter's Night. Of course, Gordon is a Canadian singer-songwriter. Again, speaking of people who have created kind of genres, you know, his ability to create folk rock and country music and put them all together into the sort of the folk pop sound of the 60s and 70s in Canada was amazing. He's often referred to as Canada's greatest songwriter. And his chart success began in 1962. He had things like If You Could Read My Mind, Sundown, Carefree Highway, Rainy Day People, and so on. And, of course, the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. He continues to play, and he just opened the remodeled Massey Hall in Toronto just a few weeks ago, so in late 2021. So it's wonderful to hear him. So he's got about 22 CDs, something like that. This is one from a while back. This is Gordon Lightfoot, a classic, Song for a Winter's Night.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still, the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you were lonely too, happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The fire is dying now, my lamp is growing dim, the shades of night are lifting. Morning light steals across my window pane, where whips of snow are drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. And to be once again with you.
Tomorrow shall be my dancing day. I would my true love did so chance to see the land. to call my true love to my dance, sing all my love, oh my love, my love. These have I done for my true love. Come gather with me and we shall see the beauty and joy of this winter's eve. The trees all heavy laden with snow, the hearts again on Christmas Day in the morning. The wonder of the virgin birth, the child who brought us love and mirth, giving all that thistle's worth on Christmas Day in the morning. Yet so many years before, we knew the one that's still untold, Lady guiding us to shore on Christmas Day in the morning.
Couple of Christmas tunes run there together from a band called Willow Green, Dancing Day and Christmas Day in the Morning. They're a Celtic band who's performed a lot throughout the United States. They've been apart for a number of years, but they returned to the stage in 2021, drawing a record crowd at the Chester Creek Concert Series. And on their current website, they announced that Willow Green is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Yay! And looking forward to performing in 2022. A couple of the members have real strong connections to Newfoundland, Labrador, and to Ireland as well. Before that, we heard from Gordon Lightfoot, song for a winter's night. We're ending off here. Last track, this is Yo-Yo Ma and Friends. This is something called A Christmas Jig and the Mouth of the Tobique Reel. This is from Yo-Yo Ma's Christmas CD called Songs of Joy and Peace. He's an American cellist. He was born in Paris, France, to Chinese parents, educated in New York City. He was a child prodigy from the age of 4 and a half. And he's recorded with all kinds of other musicians as well. Folk music, American bluegrass music, traditional Chinese melodies, tango, Brazilian music, and so on. And he's been a United Nations Messenger of Peace since 2006. Thanks for joining me, and do have a good week and some wonderful, delightful celebrations if you're celebrating anything in particular this time of year. Take care of each other. Happy trails.